for being so late. One of the students in the class grabbed the finals and was running down the road, and I chased him. I couldn't get him. I finally grabbed the security officer. He had a 38. I got him. I don't know the student. I don't think he'll do very well in the test, but I finally got the test.
Who is the security guard?
Did you lay hands on your company?
I didn't know I was such a good shot with that 38.
Who did it?
Pardon? Did I get it?
Who got it?
Did I get it?
Okay, today is test day. I think it'll probably take you the whole hour to do the test, but maybe not. May not. I'm trying to think if I should just let you have the whole hour. Yeah, I better let you have the whole hour. We'll correct it tomorrow in class. So you're turning the test today, and then we'll correct them tomorrow in class. Hopefully it won't take too long, because we still have quite a bit more lecture.
There are a couple of changes.
This is serious.
If we finish before the argument, it's fine.
No,
now, and you're able to make your own decisions concerning the matter. You can do anything you want. Some things are advisable and some things are not. Some things are advisable and some things aren't. But you can do anything you want. Yes. Yes. When you're finished with the test, you can go ahead and just go. We'll take the whole period. All right, just 2 points to change on page 9. On page 37, let's see, there's just some point values, I guess, that are different. All the way through the true and false, down on the bottom of page 9, it says, all right, 3 points, one wrong, minus two, two or more wrong, minus three. I want to change that. To one wrong is minus one. Two wrong is minus two. Three or more wrong is minus three. And that'll be truth for all of the true and false. And then one more change, and that's all. And that's down on page 11. Question number 7. Letter C.
Where's
this
now?
11, letter C, question 7, letter C, the true and false questions. I'm trying to read my own writing here. I crossed out none of the disciples witnessed. Crossed that whole thing out. And put down anyone believing in Christ could not possibly have been allowed to witness. And then the rest of the verse. Anyone believing in Christ could not possibly have been allowed to witness. That's what I wanted to read. Yes. To witness Christ being condemned by the Sanhedrin. Yeah. Yeah, to witness Christ being condemned. Right. Okay. Do you have at it, saints? Yes, you may. Go ahead and just bring it up and put it on the podium up front. And then you may leave when you're done with the test. Many of the tests take up to 35 minutes. You actually only have 45 minutes on this test, so you may want to just move right along. And put your right answers down that you know, and then go back over the ones you don't know. That's the best way to take a test. It's an error to get stuck on one right at the beginning and wrangle over it. Just go through the test, put down what you know, and then come back and pick up what you don't know. And the teacher will hurry and quit speaking so that John can get busy. Okay. God bless you. I love you. Anybody got any money they can lend me? I'm going to go down and have a good time. I
Thank you.